In Northwest News on KNKX, they aren't getting a whole lot of attention, but the three races for Washington's Supreme Court are some of the most hotly contested on the statewide ballot. 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle explains why.
For the first time in decades, all of the sitting state Supreme Court justices up for re-election have serious opposition. The reason? Education. Or rather, two controversial rulings on education. The court not only ruled the state's charter schools unconstitutional, it held state lawmakers in contempt and is fining them $100,000 a day for not adequately funding the state's public schools. At a candidate forum in Spokane, Gonzaga law professor David DeWolf says the court overstepped its bounds.
The difficult task of deciding what an education for the 21st century looks like lies with the legislature.
And he says the cure for complaints about the legislature is to elect a new one.
It is not to empower the court to perform the legislative task.
DeWolf is running for Supreme Court position one against sitting Justice Mary Yu. Yu and the other incumbents insist they are doing what the court is supposed to do. Here's how Yu describes her judicial philosophy.
I have to ask, how do I approach a particular case? And it, frankly, is always starting with a limited issue that's been framed by the parties. And then I think in the position that I am, I have to ask myself, do I apply the law as it is, or has it been shown to be incorrect and harmful?
In which case, she says she has to decide if they should issue an opinion that breaks with judicial precedent. Much has been made over the amount of independent expenditures in these races. For example, charter school advocacy groups poured hundreds of thousands into the campaign to unseat Chief Justice Barbara Madsen. Madsen says she's not implying that it would influence her opponent.
But it is naive to think that money does not erode public trust and confidence in the courts, whether or not they are have integrity and are honest.
Madsen's opponent for position five, Kittitas County Prosecutor Greg Zimpel, says independent spending by outside groups isn't something he has control over, and points out that on the other side, the State Teachers Union, the Washington Education Association, has been spending money.
Money is what money is. Ultimately, it's about the ethics of the people that you're electing.
Integrity of the judiciary has been an underlying theme in all of these races. Sitting Justice and candidate Charles Wiggins says he resents the implication that the people on the court only ruled against charter schools because of campaign donations from the Washington Education Association.
I voted to find the charter schools unconstitutional. But it wasn't because the WEA gave me any money, because they didn't give me any money in the last election.
Wiggins' opponent for Supreme Court Position 6 is Federal Way Municipal Court Judge Dave Larson.
Bottom line is there is a confidence issue. And how do we deal with it? A lot of focus has been the mistakes that have been made, the criticisms that are levied. My point is we have to figure out how we're going to move on from here.
Usually, judicial races, even those for the state Supreme Court, are pretty sleepy affairs that a lot of voters simply skip over. This year, more than ever, it may be worth your time to pay attention. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.